This recording, Germany 22, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even though, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Hamburg, Germany. I remember how green the city is. Of course, that it rains all the time and it's very gray, but that the quality of life is very high over there. And I always enjoyed the German Gemütlichkeit, the time that the people like to spend together. I moved to America to become a photographer here because to work in the high fashion photography, the chances are much bigger in America. I think the Germans are sometimes overcritical about things, and the Americans have a certain lightness about being, which sometimes also tends to be a little bit superficial, but both have the pros and cons, both ways of life. Anyway, I chose to be, and of course in Germany you can go as fast as you want to on the Autobahn, why you cannot do that here in America. I don't know, I studied fashion design first, and one day decided I will never be like Karl Lagerfeld or one of the most successful people, but I thought in the photography I would have had a chance, so I switched to the photography, and I always was a very visual person. So I have a lot of more opportunities, and I meet here people that I would never have met in Germany, I think. My favorite German food, it's a stew made out of carrots and potatoes and onions. As a dessert, there's a Bavarian cream, which I really like.